Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, Pop Art Painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it, baby. You found it. I'm sure I'm glad you did. Tonight, I'm taking a break from painting, and I'm very, very glad to do so because I've got one of my favorite people in the whole wide world on, Miss Sydney Lauren. How are you, Sydney?
I'm good. How are you? Wow, what a nice introduction.
Well, I speak the truth. I call it like it is.
Wow.
That's awesome. So it's been a little bit since you've been on the show. You've been working. You got a lot going on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. New EP, Left in Motion. I believe last time you were on, this was still kind of, had you started this yet, or are you just kind of putting it all together?
It was in the works.
Okay.
You know, we've always got some stuff going on behind the scenes, and we were focusing. I don't remember when we spoke, if it was after the first or the second single, but
You know what it was? It was right after, and this is terrible that I remember it, but it's such a good track. Save Me, you had just released after the Orlando deal.
Save Us,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good track.
Yeah, thank you. Together, you know, a little lyric video for Haunt Me. And, you know, it's been nice to see the response to the music because I'm definitely really proud of it. And I'm glad I got to finally put out all 5 songs.
Nice. I like it. No, it is a lyric video, but it's not the kind of lyric video that you would expect that I've seen other people do, where it's just the words popping up. I mean, you actually have some cool visuals and stuff in the video that goes along with it. That was cool.
Yeah,
I like how you did that.
Thank you. Yeah, we worked with an awesome videographer who pitched us like a really cool idea for it, and I love how it turned out.
Fantastic. We're going to be playing a couple tracks tonight off the new EP and whatnot and everything. And I want to let people know, if you're looking at my webpage or the show page, if you're listening to the show right now, the live show on the show page, we actually have a link to Sydney's website. It's very, very easy to find. It's www.sydneylauren.com. And right underneath it, is her Spotify link. So if you're like me and like Spotify, you know, play her tracks 10,000 times and, you know, she'll make a little bit of money. How about that? But you got to play it a lot.
Yes,
that's right.
I just
keep you on repeat, Sydney. That's all I do.
Yeah?
I just keep it on repeat. Yeah, and it just never stops. We blast
that
out to the neighbors. Yeah, it is. It's a Sydney Lauren party around here, baby. It's a Sydney Lauren party.
I love it.
No, for those who don't know, you live in New York, right? New York City?
I do, yeah.
Nice. Now, I know you went to college up in, this is the same as me, up in Boston. You went to Berkeley. I went to, Boston Vocational Tech. No, I'm kidding. I went to art school. But up there, have you always been in the Northeast there?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in New York. I'm definitely a New Yorker at heart. My grandparents are from Massachusetts. They've lived in Boston mm-hmm. since I can remember. So I've always been like an East Coast girl.
Gotcha.
Where my heart is.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why you get a lot of work done. You know, I'm kidding. Don't send me emails, people. Nothing against the West Coast. I'm just saying we know when to get up early and get into it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's true, man. It is true. My friends on the West Coast, you know, they start their day, and we're already, because of the time change, mostly, and I don't think we're as laid back, but yeah, we've already got half the day going, man, or a good quarter of it.
For sure.
That's cool. Now, were you, growing up, were you like the music gal? Did you, and performing and all that? Did you do a lot of that?
Not really. When I was younger, I was so shy, so incredibly shy. So a lot of people who know me when I was super young, they're always really surprised that I've gone into this business because I was like a mute. But when I think, you know, as I grew older, you know, I got to see different shows and hear, get interested in different music, and it just sparked an interest. And once my passion grew and grew, the music forced me to be louder. I don't think I would have come out of my shell if it weren't for my passion and my drive for wanting to be a singer-songwriter.
That's right. I remember you mentioning that last time you were on the show, and I was very surprised because you're very, you know, outgoing and whatnot. You got over that shyness, and I'm sure I'm glad you did. Was that a painful, like, you had to work at that, or what helped you get over that?
I think I don't really know what helped me get over that. I think just, you know, pushing my stepping out of my comfort zone, as my dad loves to say, and just, like, pushing my boundaries. It just kind of gradually happened. It wasn't, like, uncomfortable, but I definitely – it wasn't easy. Like, it was a process, but as is a lot of things. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Now, did you start playing instruments at all, or was it just always vocal?
So my grandparents, the ones from Boston, they always had this antique piano in their house, and I would spend hours and hours at it when I was really young, just, like, messing around on the keys. I had no idea what I was doing, and I always begged my parents to, you know, to take lessons, and when I went to summer camp, I learned how to play the guitar, and they said, you know, if you learn how to play the guitar and you show us that you can, you know, you've made progress, then for your graduation, we'll get you, like, a beginner guitar. And so once I learned the guitar, we got a keyboard in middle school, and I loved it. So it kind of just all came together, and then I started singing, and it was a path that I went down.
That's cool. That is very cool. Now, when you today fast forward a little bit, when you're like working on songs or writing or what have you, do you still go back to the guitar? Is that your kind of instrument of choice you use to write?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. It depends on the song. I find that a lot of the times I write on the guitar. I try to sometimes switch to the piano because it does give a different vibe. But I write a lot of songs on the guitar.
I gotcha. That's cool. Now, let me ask you this. Is it the same guitar you got as your graduation present, or have you evolved into different
guitars? It's not. So my parents got me this. I think it was like I don't remember what brand this was, but when I, you know, got better and better at the guitar, I really had dreams of getting a Taylor. I don't know if anybody plays the guitar, they know, you know, Taylor is such a beautiful instrument. And so I traded in that guitar, and I saved up like a year's worth of babysitting money. And then my grandmother, she gave me like money for my birthday, and I got this gorgeous Taylor. That's my baby. So I don't have my original first ever guitar, and I'm really upset about it because I would love to have that, but that's okay. It's just a thing.
That's cool, though. That's cool. You worked hard. See? There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Saving them dollars. It was probably a lot of little kids you had to watch.
Many.
I grew up with three sisters, so yeah, they were always, somebody was always babysitting somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
And hopefully none of the kids were like me when I was a little kid. That would have just driven me crazy. You would have been like, no guitar is worth this. Get him out of here. Well, let's play a track. Now, we have all the tracks uploaded from it. We'll play a few. But let's start with, we've got Could Have Loved You, Haunt Me, and Healer. Which one do you think we want to start with out of those three?
Let's start with Haunt Me.
Okay. Now, this is the one we were talking about, folks. This is, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you've been seeing this video and Tumblr and Twitter and all that. You've been seeing it all week long. It's a fantastic video, and it's a fantastic track. But let's play the track, and then we'll talk a little bit about the video, because I really like how you did this. It's different and unique. But anyway, this is Haunt Me, Sydney Lauren.
I never wanted to be anyone. I always wanted to be in control. Painted your picture, then you set the tone. Never gave you a chance to show me more. I got my heart broken once before. Decided never to open the door. I swore I knew you before the start. But now I feel like I could have been wrong. You're not the monster I expected you to be. I decided all my misery should be set free. Here's your chance to prove me wrong. And I'll see my past is not coming back to haunt me. Haunt me. To haunt me. Haunt me. I never thought you could be more than just
back, folks. We are back. That was Haunt Me, Sydney Lauren. Fantastic track. Fantastic track, Sydney. I love it.
Thank you.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one, and, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened, because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheCRing.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Now, with was Haunt Me, did you have it already down? Or let me ask you this, because this is a new EP, and we mentioned Left in Motion. And a lot of my friends who are musicians, they'll have a bunch of songs, and they'll say, okay, we'll pick, you know, five or six for an EP, but they already have them. Or sometimes they'll sit down and write five or six fresh songs, for the project and whatnot. How did you go about this, getting the different tracks together for Left in Motion?
Yeah, I was writing with a bunch of different people, and then I was connected with Tad Kubler from The Hold Steady, and he was mm-hmm. doing a lot of the like production writing, the writing of the music, and I just really loved working with him. So we wrote for probably like five or six months, and we were just working on songs, and we had a bunch. There are so many that we did that I wish I got the chance to include, because I really love them. But we picked five of our favorites, and that was kind of how the EP came together. I mean, I feel like told a good story. But they were the songs nice. That felt like they were ready.
That's awesome. That's cool. Well, you know, it's not bad. I talk to people all the time. I have people on the show, and they're like, you know, well, yeah, I was putting this together. And then there was this track I wrote 8 years ago. I just always liked it. And because you never know where those others might wind up, you know?
Yeah.
It's good to have them.
I'll have to do something with them.
Exactly. Well, very, very cool. Very cool. Now, I wanted to ask, we were talking a little bit before we played the track, Haunt Me. Now, this is the follow-up. This is the featured track, not a single, but the featured track right now for Left in Motion, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And all of these are available, right? Wherever all the tracks are playing tonight, people can get they can pick up Left in Motion. It's wherever you pick up your digital music, iTunes and Apple Play and all that.
Yeah, wherever you listen to music, you can get it, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere that you choose to listen to music. And if you are in the area and you come to one of my shows, I do sell physical CDs, and that's always fun because there's, like, visuals to it.
Yeah, definitely. And you can probably, you know, if you buy her a soda or something, you can probably get her to sign it for you. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you can get to her, you know, from around all the security and whatnot. Anyhow, we're getting far afield. We talked a little bit about the lyric video for Haunt Me. I am just blown away. And as a matter of fact, I want to tell all my musician friends, when you do a lyric video, this is the way to do it. Because I get kind of bored with the standard traditional lyric video just because I've seen them, you know, a lot.
Right.
And you actually, you know, got together, you were saying, with a sonographer and actually shot some shots and whatnot. How was that process? And how long did it take?
The video is kind of a hybrid of a lyric video and a music video. The girl in the video is actually not me. So some people think it's me, but it's not. You know, he pitched us a cool idea, and we worked with him and made sure it was what we were looking for. And I think what he came out with storyline wise was exactly what it was meant to be. So I think it just captured the story perfectly.
Now, the girl and the guy, these were actors, you were saying. Did you know them, or were you involved in that process of casting them, or was that all done with his team?
I don't know that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. See, that girl is probably getting mobbed on the streets as we speak right now. They're like, oh, my God, it's Sydney Lord. Oh, we need it. And she's like, no, I was just in the video. And they're like, oh, never mind then. Never mind then. No, I don't know. You never know. Could be happening. But it's a cool video. I like that hybrid. Had you seen that done before? Because I have it.
Yeah, we've seen it done. And we were – there were the three options that we were choosing between. And we felt like that was a cool idea to do. It was you know, something more exciting, but what we went with.
I think it was a good choice. Sydney. Now, I want to ask you, we were talking a little bit off the air, and you were mentioning, I mistook your publicist for your mom. How embarrassing is that? You know, and no shade towards either. I didn't know. Now, how important is it having, and I want to ask this question, so it's kind of a simple question, but how important, do you find it very important to have just to surround yourself as an artist with just a really good team of, you know, people that are doing stuff and working and whatnot?
Yeah, I think it's really important I think the most important thing is to have 100% belief in yourself. That's, I think, number one most important. And then I think it's really important to surround yourself, even if it's your parents or your family or your best friend, it's really important to surround yourself with people who also believe in you. You can bounce ideas off of, and then you start to grow your team. And I think that's it's just important to have people who can help you with things that maybe you're not as strong in. And most importantly, I think you're trying to go into any creative business, it can be super cutthroat, and a lot of people want to tear you down and take advantage of you. And it's just important to know that there are really good people in these businesses, and you just have to search for them and find the right people.
Right. Absolutely. And the reason I asked you that, because there's some kid, some guy or some gal, you know, in Milwaukee or something, that wants to be where you're at. And, I see it all the time. I talk to a lot of musicians, you know, with the show and whatnot. And not just musicians, too. Any type of creative person, like you said. And sometimes you'll see people and they're trying to do everything themselves. And they're not they're doing all this stuff, but it's not getting done as well as they probably would like it to be. And I think it's important, you know, to have the right people do the right things, you know?
Yeah, and I
that's why you hire accountants and stuff.
Yeah, I think there are people who can for sure do it on their own, but it takes a lot. I don't think people realize how much goes into something like this. So, you know, you just got to find what works for you.
That's right. That's right. And I tell you, for me, it's very hard for me. I'm one of those people that it's hard for me to delegate. It's very difficult. I'm one of those people that want to do everything myself. And especially if my name's on the door, you know. But
right.
You're absolutely right. You can't always do that. And sometimes it's really a good thing to, you know, get a professional doing something. You know, you want good results, so you gotta get the right people doing it. That's cool. And I like that, Sydney, because you've embraced that. You know, you do that. And it's a good model to follow. Hey, should we play another track?
Sure, yeah. Let's
cool. Well, we've got Could Have Loved You, Healer, Save Us, which we mentioned before, and Will Be History. What should we play next?
Why don't you go with Healer?
Outstanding, outstanding. Here it is, folks. Healer, Sydney Lauren.
I can feel the empty side of the bed. I can hear the wind calling for you. All I want is to lay by your side. Feel your breath as we are kin to skin. But when you left me,
And that was Healer, Sydney Lauren. What a track. What a track. Tell us a little bit about Healer, Sydney.
Yeah. I wrote Healer on like a rainy day, or maybe it was a snow day. I just kind of sat down at the piano and I was feeling inspired, but I didn't know what I wanted to write about. So I kind of just let my instinct go. And, you know, this is kind of just what came out of my mouth. And it's a song about finding strength within yourself. You know, sometimes you, whether it's a friendship or a relationship, you something goes wrong or you're in a low place and you want someone else to lift you up. But I think sometimes you also need to understand that it's so important to have strength within yourself. And that's what this song is about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, and we forget sometimes, I think. We get in our, this happened to me this last week. I living my life and all this and that, I had a good friend of mine I've known a long time go through a big breakup. It's just totally out of left field. Nobody saw that coming. And she's kind of going through that process right now. It's more about she's getting that inner strength you're talking about, you know, that's what you got to have.
And the song is more about the moment when you realize, you know, I have to heal myself. You're not going to heal me.
Right. Right. That's cool, man. That is cool. I bet that resonates. We've all had that. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say we all had it. Some of us lucky ones have realized that. I know some people. So I hope they realize it, you know. Oh, man. Well, and now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, remember when you order from Metal Babe Mayhem to put in my code? When you check out, there's a little space there. Put in my code POPROCKS, POPROXX. It's awesome because if you do that, you get 20% off your whole order. How cool is that, baby? How cool. So yeah, be sure to use my code POPROCKS, POPROXX, when you order from Metal Babe Mayhem. Very, very cool. Okay, now back to the show.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hey Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have four or five per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now.
That's cool. Now, in your, it's funny because in the press write-up and whatnot, it says that, you know, that you're, it's darkly optimistic about newfound love amidst the trappings of old heartbreak. And I thought that was a cool statement. Is it does kind of sum it up, you know, your writing and whatnot. That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's
very cool.
It's definitely, it's something I try and not like, it's a subconscious thing I try and capture. Just, you know, if something negative, I try and point out kind of what I've learned and the positive from that, because that's just who I am as a person. So I think it really comes through in my writing.
That's cool. That's a good way to be. That is definitely a good way to be. It's hard sometimes. You know, I try to do the same thing. I'm not probably as successful as you are in doing that. My girlfriend the other day, she told me, I was upset about something. I don't know. Somebody cut us off in traffic. I can't remember what it was. It was some little nothing, you know. But, man, it just got me wired up. And she goes, look for the silver linings. If that wouldn't have happened, this wouldn't, you know. You got it. You can't just be negative. And
yeah,
very true. Very true.
Yeah.
Every day. I count to 10 a lot, Sydney. I count to 10 a lot. I think it's my age.
Good method.
All right. That's right. Well, you know, I don't want to turn into that guy in the block, that old man, you know, get off my lawn, you know, that guy. I'm trying hard. Oh, man. That's cool. Now, with the EP, was this a long process getting this all together and everything? Because there's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah, it is a lot that goes into it. You know, I felt like the songs, there was a cohesive element to all of them because I had worked with Tad. He helped me, you know, I wrote all the lyrics and melodies and he did the music, so he helped to refine them. And we were just writing, you know, we weren't stopping until we felt like we were ready.
Right.
And once we had picked the songs, you know, we found a co-producer, and it wasn't, you know, it was just a natural process. I felt like it was fun and it came together. You know, I had to, there were certain things that took a while, but it all came together.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Then let me ask you, I know you, you know, you play out and whatnot occasionally. Do you enjoy the live performance more or the studio work more, would you say, as an artist?
The live, 100%. You know, there's nothing. It doesn't even compare to when you're playing to a bunch of people who are genuinely listening and they want to hear what you have to say, and you can see in their eyes that they're paying attention and they're intrigued. Sometimes in the studio, it's hard. You know, you sing a line five times and you can't get it how you want it, and you get frustrated. And I really enjoy performing and playing live. So, definitely.
That's awesome. And you get to dress up. So there you go. You know. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody likes to get
jewels on.
That's right. Get glued together and, you know, hit the scene, baby. Hit the scene. That's cool. That's very cool. Now, like I mentioned before, we have a link to your website, www.sydneylauren.com. It's right there, folks. And when you get over to her website, it's a very cool website. If you scroll down, I'm trying to get back to the page here. Here it is. When you scroll down, there's a big bank of buttons there with all the social media. And Sydney's on everything. She's on Instagram. She's on YouTube, Twitter, everything. That's cool. That's cool. Do you you probably grew up with social media, though. See, I'm an old man, so social media is kind of – it's hard for me to keep up with this many, Sydney. But you probably do it pretty well. Or do you have people do it for you?
I have a big part in my social media. I mean, I definitely get help, but everything you see that's posted, it's all me. Nothing is posted by anyone
else. That's cool. That's cool. And there's a genuineness that comes through that. Well, folks, I suggest you like, follow, subscribe, whatever the case may be, just to keep up with what's going on, you know. That way you can see what's happening. See what's happening.
Definitely.
Is there a platform you prefer or you're on more than others, would you say, or equally the same on all of them?
I would say I'm on Instagram more. I just like the visual aspect of it. So that's usually the one I'm more active on.
That's cool. That's cool. I like this. I don't know where you were playing. I'm looking at your Facebook page right now, and there you are with your guitar. And you're playing somewhere, and it says, "I love how happy music makes people." Very true.
Yeah.
It really does. That's awesome. Yeah, this is a cool page. Well, I'm definitely going to follow you on Instagram and look at that. The hurricane's blowing you away there with your umbrella. No, I don't like that. Yeah. Okay. I'm just scrolling through your page. Like, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So, awesome. So you'll be, so we're promoing, the new EP and whatnot. And folks, I want you to go out and get it. Also on Sydney's page, right down there is a link to, iTunes and all of that, Spotify, and, you know, get over there and pick this up. Pick it up, baby. This is a good stuff. Pick it up for a friend. Who knows? Left in Motion is the name of the EP. Let's play another track, Sydney.
Cool.
What should we play next?
Your choice.
Why don't we do, what do you think? Will Be History. How about that?
Perfect.
Here it is, folks. Sydney Lauren.
With
And there it is, folks. That was Will Be History. Yeah, Sydney Lauren. Fantastic track. Fantastic track. I love that one, too. I love all these. Sydney, tell us a little bit about bringing that to life, Will Be History. How did that go?
Will Be History was a fun song. Tad had, you know, we met for a session one day, and he was like, hey, I have this track I've been working on, and it was a full track, but, you know, it was that guitar line that you hear throughout the song. And I was like, I need this song. I love it so much. So he gave me some time, and he let me write to it, you know, like an hour or two. And so I wrote the lyrics and melody to it, and it came together. And this one was really natural. I felt like maybe because it was towards the beginning of the songs that we were writing, it just kind of came together because we weren't thinking too much into it. But that's how that
right.
came together.
It's always nice when you kind of have that metaphoric blank canvas in front of you, you know, and the project can go kind of in any direction. That's
yeah,
nice
definitely.
Freedom to have.
Yeah.
I imagine when you're, if it's anything like painting, you know, when you're 10 paintings into the show or getting ready for a show, you're like, oh man, I got to do more painting in this theme. And I can't
yeah,
think
and you
of
start
anything.
To think more about it. You know, you start to
right.
think so heavily that you overthink it.
Yeah, it happens. It happens. And yeah, sometimes, you know, it's crazy too. Well, I imagine it's not bad for me because I have the studio at home that I work from. I imagine, but when you're a musician and you're, you know, that meter's running, baby, that meter's running on the studio, you know, you have to get
yeah.
some stuff down. Now, you probably go into the final, like, mix down in the studios with a plan ahead of time, I imagine, right? You're like, okay, we've got X amount of time. We got to get this done and this done and this. It isn't just like hanging out at the studio all the time, right?
Yeah, we have a plan. We've got stuff, you know, we hang out, but we definitely have a checklist of what we need to do.
I gotcha. Now, I asked you, I think we were off the air when we were talking about this, but I think it's such a... It's a cute story. I got to bring it up, Sydney. I got to bring it up because it was fun. And you know, we'll give a little shout out to your buddy Nicole there. I would ask folks, Sydney, if she's got such a stellar voice. And I asked her, I said, you know, you gotta do a lot of work with that to maintain that, I imagine. That's such a great voice. And I was asking her if she did warm-ups and I don't know what you call them, Sydney, but the vocal stuff. And you were saying that you were doing them in the car the other day, right? On the way to a gig?
Yeah. Yeah, my voice teacher gives me exercises that to me now they seem normal, but to anyone else they're insane. And I was going to a gig with my friend Nicole, and she was in the car with me, and I said, you know, just warning you, I do have to do my exercises in the car right there. And she's like, yeah, no problem. And I don't think she knew what she was getting herself into. And, you know, then the exercise is weird. You have to stick your tongue out. It's very loud. And she was a trooper. She just did her work. And she was very polite. But it was hilarious. I think she was laughing inside.
Well, three cheers for Nicole. That's awesome. And three cheers for you, too. The reason I bring that up is because I know that there's young beginners, people getting into you know, singing and whatnot. And it's so important. It's just like any instrument, you have to maintain that and practice and take care of it and all of that. So no smoking, not even vaping. There you go. Keep those pipes clean, baby. Do you drink tea and lemon and all that kind of stuff?
I do, but I'm more about the water. You know, I'd rather
water.
Drink a whole bunch of water than have, you know, a lot of tea or whatever.
Right. That's probably a good plan. I'm a big water drinker myself, and I don't even sing. I just think it's, you know what it is I, like I said, I'm getting a little, I'm not getting old or anything, but I'm getting to the age where, like, things hurt in the morning when I wake up, you know, and my ankles were hurting me when I get up in the morning. Yeah, I'm getting old. And a friend of mine who's older than me, believe it or not, said, yeah, drink more water and that'll go away.
And yeah, drinking water
was right.
Is good for everything.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, folks, again, the new EP by Sydney Lawrence called Left in Motion, and it's everywhere. It's on Spotify, Instagram, Apple Play, Amazon, wherever you buy music, it's there. And if you follow her on social media, you can find out when the next shows are and whatnot. Go buy one live there. That's pretty cool. And, you know, definitely keep watching Sydney Lauren. One to watch. One to watch. What's up next for you, Sydney?
I'm hoping to play some, you know, keep playing live and record some new stuff. And we'll see what happens next. You know, my team is always working on things. So if you follow me on my social media or, you know, my website and keep up, I always post what I'm up to and shows I have. And even if you just want to say hi, just, you know, message me and say hello.
Very cool. Now, on YouTube, do you do like a lot of YouTubes too? I know a lot of people your age seem to post a lot of YouTubes. Do you do those little one-off, like, little YouTube videos and stuff, too?
Yeah, I don't really post covers on YouTube, but I do sometimes post little one-minute videos on my Instagram, you know, songs that I'm loving and just messing around with. The other day, I posted a little snippet of a new song that I wrote, so I'm always teasing, you know, a little bit, but I don't really post stuff on YouTube unless it's, you know, my lyric videos, stuff like that.
I gotcha. That's cool. Yeah, my girlfriend's on the, and I don't even know what it is. It's, what does she call it? Instagram stories or something. You can post little things.
That's
thing she's all about.
Yeah.
And I don't know. See, I need to hire a 16-year-old girl with a cell phone to keep up with all this. Yeah, now I'll get emails. I might hire you actually to do all this stuff. Very, very cool. Well, Sydney, it's been such a pleasure to have you on. You rock as always, and I can't wait to hear more.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. It's always nice to chat with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it. Real good.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Well, folks, it's about that time. Man, the hours go by quick. They go by quick when you're having fun. Very, very cool. Of course, for those who listen to the show, you'll know, welcome to all the new listeners. But those who listen to the show know that every night we convert the show to a podcast, and it goes out on all the various social media platforms, you know, just all over the place, and including on iTunes. So do us a favor if you are in the future listening to the show on iTunes. Hello from the past. But do me a quick favor. It didn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. That keeps us up at the top of the page, and that's where we like to be, baby. We like to be there right at the top. And, you know, we've got to maintain it. So, yeah, hit that ratings and review. Cool. I appreciate when you do that. We're out of here. What is tonight? Tonight is Tuesday? No, tonight's Wednesday. I'm a day behind. It's Wednesday. We will be back tomorrow night. We've got a what is tomorrow? I can't remember. We're doing a film. We got a film person on, I think, tomorrow. I don't know. Tune in tomorrow night. You'll see. It'll be great. I promise you. And in the meantime, head over to Spotify when the show's over here and just have yourself a Sydney Lauren listening party tonight. That's what we're going to do around here. Very, very cool. Sydney, thanks again. You're awesome.
Ew. Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody. Good night, Sydney.
Good night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.